Now it's like a total umbrella term to describe the whole radical ideology of the left and their need to tear down every traditional value, every foundational value that made the country great.
You guys, we are jam-packed this morning with stuff. And we have a hard stop at 8:20 Central. Yes, we have a hard stop. So we're going to get as much packed into this hour as we can. Mock is going to have her mouth operated on. She's going to be so drugged up in the next hour. So flying high. All right. First of all, I need to mention our American Business Spotlight. You guys know how much we love our people in the American Business Spotlight. All conservative folks. Pop Yonkers Popcorn. This is a new company that's working with us. We love them so much. Listen, I've tried this popcorn. It's amazing. I need to tell you about these folks, Charlotte and Brandon Pfeiffer.
They're right here. They're in our audience right now.
They're right there. They're small family. They're family owned. It's a family farm. They're located in Southwest Indiana. They focus on growing food that is healthier for the consumer, the land, the environment. And you guys, you can buy stuff just in time for Father's Day, which is pretty awesome. Everybody loves popcorn. If you don't love popcorn, I don't even want to know. Like,
what is wrong with you?
Seriously, what is wrong with you? Okay, so let me tell you what makes them so awesome. Their popcorn is certified organic, non-GMO, heirloom, open pollinated seeds grown right in the Hoosier State. They don't use synthetic fertilizers, herbicides, pesticides, fungicides. And because they don't use any of that crap, their popcorn plants draw all the nutrients from the soil because they use regenerative agriculture practices. So that's what makes them so awesome. And they make them, it tastes better. Okay. I've tried this stuff. It tastes better. And they don't use any harmful chemicals, none of that kind of stuff. So they also give back to the community. They're conservative. They're awesome. These people are not dirty commies like all the other people out there. And I promise you, it doesn't taste like the stuff that you are used to tasting. So you guys try them. All right. Go to our website, chicksontheright.com/sponsors. Click on the banner for our American Business Spotlight. You can find a link to Pop Yonkers Popcorn and try it. Support them. Support us by supporting them. Support them to support us. It's all collaborative. And these people are awesome. They're conservative. These are our people in our community. And you definitely want to support them. So Pop Yonkers Popcorn. It's chicksontheright.com/sponsors. Go to the banner and then find them and buy stuff for Father's Day. Do it.
Also, I love them because on their packaging, it says, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Also, I'm sold.
And you know, you can get those little microwave poppers. You know what I mean? Yes. You can get one of them and put it. It's, I mean, genius. So genius. So you can do that. So also, I wanted to mention too, we have a deep dive coming out this weekend on Saturday. We talked all about Gen X and how awesome our generation is. And it's a fun one. So you guys should totally check that out. If you just want to have like 20 minutes of fun to listen to and just decompress from the week, definitely check that out on Saturday. It's dropping then. Okay. And then a really quick point of personal privilege. I know this will take 1 second. Yesterday, we took Coda to the vet. He is 13 weeks old and he is 50 pounds.
Oh my God. He's Maisie sized.
Yeah. He's gigantic.
Oh my God.
Gigantic. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And Maisie's eye is improving. So that she went to the vet yesterday too. And it is improving. They probably, the ulcer's not going to go away completely till she gets her stitches out because it's the stitch most likely that's like,
that's causing, really?
Yeah. But she's not ready to have the stitch out. So it's like a bad thing all the way around.
You guys
around.
Are just going to be all recovery this weekend together.
I know.
Two ladies in the house.
I know. I wonder if I'm going to get a cone of shame.
Your poor husband, I swear. Oh my God.
Thank you, Celiana. Celiana says, love and prayers for Annika that graduates tomorrow from high school without having become a liberal. Well done, Annika. And wish her lots of luck on her journey. First stop internship with Radio America. Nice, 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 nice. Love. That's fantastic. Also, of course, we want to remind everybody that Monday, this coming Monday, that is when the showtime changes. So instead of starting at 7:15 Eastern, we're going to be starting at 7:30 Eastern. Okay. And I know I saw people in the tailgate wondering, well, what does that mean for the tailgate? When will the tailgate chat be open? It will be open by around 6:15 Eastern. I'm going to do my best. It'll be the 6:15-ish kind of time frame that the chat will get open for the tailgaters. So hope that answers that question. 7:30 Eastern start time on Monday. Also, if you have not signed up to spend New Year's Eve with us in Costa Rica, what are you even doing? You should be coming with us. It's going to be the most amazing week ever. And we're going to be staying in a glorious resort. You're going to have quality time with us every single day of this trip and a New Year's Eve party to boot. And it's Costa Rica. So there's monkeys and sloths. Hello. I don't know why you guys would not want to come and play with monkeys and sloths in Costa Rica. You can get all the details about this trip at cruise-tour.com/trip/chicks. Okay. So come with us. It's kind of not a meet and greet because it's a lot more intimate. We're going to be spending lots and lots of time with each guest. So it's going to be a little bit different than other meet and greets, but please, please join us in Costa Rica for New Year's. It's going to be amazing. So there's that. Also wanted to quickly mention that Kennedy of Fox Business, you guys all know Kennedy.
Oh my gosh. She's, I remember from the, yeah, from the 90s.
Her, she's not doing that show anymore. Like her, what? That was her last show last night. Apparently Fox has ended her show in favor of Kudlow. What? And she's not fired. Like she's going to continue to work and contribute in ways at Fox, but like not with that show. She's not going to have her own show.
I actually anymore. Liked her show.
I did too. Yeah, I did too.
She was in it because she was like, you know, the remember Kennedy from like MTV? Remember?
That's the thing.
I'm old enough to remember that. Thus the Gen X thing that y'all should be listening to on Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, she was so just like different and cool and not stuffy
Fox-ish.
And
not blonde and foxish.
Yeah. But it wasn't, you know, it's not like one of those things where all of a sudden she's gone and she didn't say goodbye. And it's weird. Like she said goodbye. She said, just like Billy Joel, I'm wrapping up this show. And
that's
you
so
know,
weird.
And she talked about it and she's still an employee there. She's still going to be doing things, just not that show. So I thought that that was really kind of interesting. So that has happened. And I also, because it's been a while, you guys, since we have talked about the amazing air purifiers from Eden Pure. So I want to make sure that you guys remember about these because they still have the $200 off deal on a 3-pack of these amazing room air purifiers from Eden. These are the Thunderstorms. Okay. And when you use code CHICKS at EdenPureDeals.com, you get $200 off of a 3-pack. These things are, I cannot say enough good stuff about them because I have a stinky lacrosse player who's just, when as soon as he disrobes after a game in our mudroom, which is a tiny, tiny room, I mean, it's vile. I don't know how else to describe it except to say it's vile. But you turn this thing on and within a couple of minutes, the stench is gone and you have like pure fresh air. So these are great for the kitchen. You need a 3-pack because of these things, right? You need one in the kitchen for when you like cook something that maybe your partner doesn't like. So maybe for me, in my case, it's eggs. If I make eggs, I have to turn this on because my husband is so grossed out by eggs. So for some people, it might be fish. You never know what smells are going to bother people. And then you can have one in your car because it's got the coolest little USB cable that if your car is set up for that, you can also freshen your car. So check it out at EdenPureDeals.com. Make sure to use code CHICKS, then you're going to get that big giant discount. And I think at this point, like well over 350,000 of these suckers have been bought because that's how good they are. So check them out, EdenPureDeals.com. Also, we need to mention, and thank you for reminding me about Jamie Foxx. There are rumors.
So many rumors. You guys have seen all the stuff, right? About Jamie Foxx. with the
vaccine. Jamie Foxx has apparently been in the hospital for weeks, maybe. and initially, we didn't know what was going on with him. Then there was this huge rumor that got started yesterday that he had been vaccinated and then all of a sudden, like, just has had all these problems and now he's blind and paralyzed.
Right.
So that was a rumor that was floating around like crazy yesterday. However, just like a week ago, his sister was saying he played pickleball. He's recovering so well. Everything's great. So it's super weird because nobody really knows. Well, why doesn't he believe his family more than just some random person?
But okay, and that's great. But why doesn't he just come out and talk to everybody?
I don't know.
That's the thing. I mean, everything would be solved with all of this if he was in fact playing pickleball a couple of weeks ago. Just why doesn't he come out and say that? If he's fine, why doesn't he just be like, you guys are crazy. You're acting like crazy people. Quit with all the conspiracy theories. I'm fine. Hi, it's me. I'm here. It's me. Why doesn't he just do that? So that's where... That's why this stuff happens. That's why people are skeptical. That's why people are talking is because he is not talking.
Yeah. Which is fine. It's fine for me for people to be like, wow, I wonder what's wrong. But then to say something that specific when you're not part of the family, when you do have just some sketch source who was maybe in a room with the family, like, why are you saying that? You know what I mean? Why don't we just wait until he speaks out or there is an official statement? I don't know, man. I don't want to assume that he is blind and paralyzed right now because some guy that I've never heard of is saying that someone that he heard from is saying that. Like, that to me is not a good source. So I refuse to believe it.
And it sucks
until I have to.
It sucks in this day and age that we have to, everything that happens, and if you have any sort of, if you just believe it, like a little bit that it had something to do with the Axine Vay. it becomes some sort of weird blown out conspiracy theory.
Right.
Like, exactly. Why can't we just talk about this stuff? It's so crazy. We've never been able to talk about it from the beginning, which makes it and then it becomes a right left issue. It's like, it's just dumb. Why can't we just all just talk about it? It's just, anyway. It's dumb.
It's so, so dumb. And by the way, his sister, in the same statement, I think a week or so ago when she was like, his recovery is amazing and he just played pickleball, also said that they would have a big work announcement about him coming shortly. So I don't know. I don't know what to think. Definitely, I don't think anything definitively, and I refuse to until he comes out or there's like a visual sighting of him looking okay.
Right.
And then I'll be like, okay, well, so now we know. But until then, it's pure speculation. And I don't think anybody should be mourning him just yet. I think it's fine. Okay. Let's get to some videos because we got to start with Biden. Biden had himself a banner day yesterday, and I'm sure that lots and lots of people have already seen this clip, but it has to be shared again and again and again. But there was more that happened than just the big fall yesterday. So he was giving his address to the Air Force Academy, and he did that thing. I've got several clips. The first clip is of him doing that super weird, angry thing when he gets excited about a particular topic. And in this case, it's diversity. He gets angry. Like, he's so excited about it that like angry Joe comes out and it's just weird. Here's what happened.
It's one of the diverse, most diverse classes in the history of this academy or any academy to graduate. That's why we're strong. That's why we're who we are. That's why we'll never give up. That's why.
Isn't that a symptom of dementia?
I think it might be.
I mean, it's pretty classic. Like, can you imagine being in the audience and being one of the men or women in the graduating class and just being like, oh, God.
I mean, why?
But why did they have him do it? Why? And you know he's going to fall. Oh, he fell. Oh, jeez. Which is exactly what happened.
That is what happened. But I'm teasing you guys. I don't want to show it to you just yet because there's so much other Joe goodness to get to. Like, for example, when he admitted that he has been pushing climate change since the 90s. Check this out.
The food insecurity, the natural disasters, all of which are being made worse by the existential threat of climate change. I don't hear many of my friends anymore saying there's no climate change. We're finally figured it out. We've been trying to push that since 1981.
81. Sorry.
81. 90s. That's a long time. And you know, all these people in the armed services are like, we're off to fight weather. Yay. I mean, God, can you, it's just so dumb.
It's just so dumb. Now, there was another moment. And again, I promise I'm going to get to the fall. I do promise. But there was another moment where once again, he can't figure out where he is supposed to be ever. And so it takes somebody shuffling him to where he needs to get to go. And he just looks so freaking weak every time someone has to do this for him. Mm-hmm. Here's yet another example.
Am I going over this way?
Am I?
No. No.
Pudding. Where's my pudding?
Oh, here I go.
Oh, there. I really need. Over. I need is it tapioca? Is it tapioca today? I need.
And then he just stands there.
He just stands there.
Like
I don't
complete
know.
Weirdo.
So what do I do with my hands? What do I do with my hands? Such a moron.
So bad.
Yeah. And the rest of the world's like, yeah, we're totally going to dominate the United States of America. That guy's a loser.
It's just so freaking embarrassing. Mm-hmm. So here it is. So here is the fall that was heard around the world. And it was a doozy, you guys. Here it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, there it is. And everybody's cheering like crazy. They're all like, yay! They're blaming it on a sandbag. Did you hear that?
That's what he's saying.
Do you see a sandbag? Did you guys? I don't see a sandbag. Did you? And why would they put a sandbag on the stage?
It didn't look rainy or anything. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it was to hold down a cord. I know sometimes people use that to hold down like a mic cord. I don't know.
You guys, Sid sent us a video last night and it was, you know, Mock and I are always like, visiting angels, America's choice home care. And then he had that video playing underneath it. And I was like, this is freaking awesome.
So great.
I played it on a loop for like 5 minutes just because it just made my afternoon. It was so great. Yeah.
And then remember back in the day when people tried to accuse Trump of being like weak and horrible because he inched his way down a very slippery ramp. He never fell. He just gingerly walked down it so that he wouldn't fall because he's a normal human being when it comes to balance.
Yeah.
Remember? And then everybody was like, oh, my God, Trump, he's clearly unfit because he couldn't walk down
the ramp. He has dementia. He has dementia. No.
It was so dumb. And so there was a time, too, where Biden was even making fun of that and comparing their, you know, faculties to one another. And here's what he said.
Look at how he steps and look how I step. Watch how I run up ramps and he stumbles down ramps. Okay? Come on.
Nice mask. Yeah. It's really... Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So there was that. But then yesterday, I think Trump was in Iowa and he was told by someone that Joe had just fallen. So he reacted to the fall. And this is peak awesome Trump. Okay. So all the people that get mad at me whenever I criticize never give me credit for when I praise him. And I do this no matter who the candidate is, and people just can't deal. But I want the record to reflect this is the kind of Trump response that I freaking love. Check this out.
At the Air Force Academy, he actually fell down. Well, I hope he wasn't hurt. I hope he wasn't hurt. But it's the whole thing is crazy. You got to be careful about that. You got to be careful about that because you don't want that. Even if you have to tiptoe down a ramp, you got to.
It's so great.
Perfection.
Yeah, that was absolute perfection.
God, that I
was
love
awesome.
That.
He handled that really, really well.
Perfect. It was perfect.
And all those people who made fun of him can suck it.
I just freaking love that so much.
Yep.
And we have a lot of Trump to get to because Trump had his town hall with Hannity last night on Fox. So we've got some clips to share from that. But I also want to remind everybody, speaking of falling and like balance and all of those things, you know, it can help you with that healthy cell. This is the wrong box. I'm sorry. Here it is. I wanted to show, this is a great box too. Heart and vascular health is what I take.
I take the immune support.
And the immune support is great. Mm-hmm. Your multivitamin, obviously, if you haven't found your perfect multivitamin yet, it's because you're not taking Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell has a fantastic multivitamin. Again, these are all gel packs. It's just like a gel pack of delicious goo. You don't have to swallow any gigantic horse pill. You just like have a little bit of this delicious goo. It's like fruit flavored and it tastes amazing and it absorbs in your body so much better than anything that you're ever going to find in a capsule, tablet, or pill. 165% better, as a matter of fact. And this is their most recent amazing product for joint health and mobility. We've heard stories from people who like would swallow a gajillion different pills just to feel comfortable working out. And it was barely working. You take one gel pack of the joint health and mobility pre or post a workout. This is what helps you feel okay after you work out. So again, this is also super ultra absorption, clinically proven gel. This is not a pill. It's got all the good things in it. Glucosamine, chondroitin, hyaluronic acid, collagen. All of these things are used to support healthy joints and protective tissues. So this is really, really fantastic new product from Healthy Cell. And you can still get 20% off your first order when you use code CHICKS at healthycell.com/CHICKS. You can also do a 7-day trial pack if you'd like to just try it, see if you like the taste. And I'm sure you will because it's like a total treat for less than $20 and shipping is free. So check all of that out at healthycell.com/CHICKS. Okay, so Trump had his town hall. There were some things that he said, and we're going to get to those things. So first of all, Hannity asked him about the other people in the race. There were now, as of next week, assuming that Mike Pence announces, the official count so far is 9 people running.
God.
And so Trump answered the question about the other candidates in his typical Trumpy way. And I'll just let you hear it.
We're up to 9 people after next week.
That's a good thing, isn't it? I think pretty good. But I don't think it matters. I don't know why people are doing it. They're at 1%. Some are at 0. I hear Chris Christie's coming in. He was at 6%. In New Jersey, which is, I love New Jersey, but 6% approval rating in New Jersey. What's the purpose? And he's polling at 0. And others are, I call him Ada Hutchinson. I don't call him Ace. I call him Ada Hutchinson. I gave him a little name for some reason, for certain reasons. But this guy, nobody knows who the hell he is. Never good. And some, you know, it's fine, but I don't understand what they're doing. Now, maybe there's something wrong, but when you're at 1% or less, you know, 1%, it says 1% with an arrow pointing left. There's one guy who's at 0 with an arrow pointing left. That means he's at less than 0. So it is what it is. Young.
He has a point. I mean, he has a great point there. Like, what are they doing? And we've talked about that on our show. Well, they're obviously trying to sell books. They're trying to get cabinet positions. They're trying to jockey for something politically other than actually being president, which is kind of a waste of our time. Don't you think? I mean, it is. Listen, I like that there's a bench there. I do. I mean, I'll be a hypocrite saying that I don't like to see a huge bench there. It's great. But the people who are polling at 0, it is kind of like, okay, you're muddying the waters a little bit. I mean, but like the Viveks and the people who have, I don't know, at least like a single, almost a double digit, you know, like it's like, that's okay. Good. Get them up on the stage. Let's see what they can do. But like the Chris Christies of, you know, like,
well, his purpose is totally just to trip
revenge.
Up Trump.
It's revenge. It's totally revenge. Yeah. But Mike Pence, what are you doing?
He wants the evangelicals. That's his path.
You know, I like Mike Pence. He's a super nice, lovely man, you know, but I mean, are you going to win the presidency? No.
This really is a two-man race. And you know, and Trump is polling way ahead of the second man. So, I mean, it's, well, you never know what's going to happen and polls can be wrong. I mean, obviously we've learned that polls can be wrong several times over. So totally. Who knows what's going to happen, but, another interesting point, a couple days ago, even within the same, I mean, it's definitely been this week, Trump was talking about wokeness, and he apparently has a problem with that word. But then last night forgot that he had a problem with that word. So I don't know actually where he stands on the word woke. And I'll let you understand why by watching this.
The country has gone sick. It's gone sick. And I don't like the term woke because I hear woke, woke, woke. You know, it's like just a term that use half the people can't even define it. They don't know what it is. But we did a lot. You know, our military is great. A lot of things going on with our military, with the woke and all this nonsense. They're not learning to fight and protect us from some very bad people. They want to go woke. They want to go woke. That's all they talk about now. I see letters that are being sent. It's horrible. I mean, it's really a serious problem. That would end immediately.
I don't see a problem with that. I think he probably hates it. He hates the fact that people are using it and it's, you know, thrown all over the place, but he can still hate the fact that they're doing stuff in the military that is in fact woke or whatever this crap is. Because if you asked anybody like in our comment section, anybody here in our community, how do you define woke? People may define it differently.
Well, it's interesting because I thought about that. I thought about what he said in that first clip where he's like, half the people don't even know what it is. And I think the definition has evolved so much because it used to just, I mean, when Maxine Waters was like, stay woke, everybody remembers that moment where she said that. It used to mean, and it was created by the Black community to with a definition of having an awareness of racial injustice, social injustice.
Yeah.
And it has morphed to a point where now conservatives use it to denigrate everything that we see that is infected with the most radical leftist ideology. And so I don't know, you know, it's a word that we have turned against the originators of it, just like they took the word gay, right? Well, now we're going to use woke in a way that denigrates because what the woke culture has done has been a complete infection on our culture.
I don't think they necessarily hate that though, Mock. I think that it envelops the left. I don't think they hate it that we actually include like gender ideology, all this other crap, the trans movement, all of this LGBTQIAXYZ LMNOP stuff into that. Like we've lumped that into the racial component of it. I don't think that they hate it. I think that they're okay with, I think is everything that you, like you need to be enlightened with all of the progressive ideology that's being woke. I mean, to me, that's what it is. It's like anything new that we add onto that, because we change the rule book every day. That's woke. That's wokeness. And if you can't stay, if you can't keep up with that, too bad, so sad. That's to me, that's wokeness. It changes, it morphs it. And it morphed from when Maxine Waters, you know, said that day.
Oh yeah. Because that's what, when she said it, that's what she was talking about. But now it's like a total umbrella term to describe the whole radical ideology of the left and their need to tear down every traditional value, every foundational value that made the country great. They want to destroy the nuclear family, all of it, defund the police, all of it.
Right. And that umbrella is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah. And I think so. I don't think that Trump said anything bad there. I just think he's just like, I don't know what the hell this means. It's just it's crazy because it's out of control. It's freaking out of control. It's like a runaway train. And those of us on the right are like, what? Like, stop it already. Stop. Stop. It's like it's a vine that's taken over. It's like a kudzu. You know what I mean? It's an infection, right?
Yeah. There was a moment, this was the most surprising moment from the town hall for me, was when they were talking about Biden's cognitive decline. And apparently, because Hannity has joked about it forever, like he's always made fun of, you know, having his pudding and his bedtime stories and all that stuff. And apparently Trump at some point called him and said, it's inappropriate for you to make fun of Biden that way. Trump told somebody, like told anybody else that something was inappropriate. I found that hilarious, but apparently this is true. And he continues to believe it. And he continues to think that it's inappropriate. Like he'd probably tell us that it's inappropriate for us to sing the Visiting Angel song, which just cracks me up because I'm just like, I'm sorry, you do not get to talk about what's appropriate and what's inappropriate. I'm sorry, you just don't get to do that. But this is the conversation that he had with Hannity.
And go.
Which is, I love New Jersey, but 6% approval rating.
Wait, rewind? Hang on, let me get back.
Oh, pointing left.
Let me get to the right spot.
I have asked you repeatedly about what you think about Joe Biden's cognitive state. I've asked you about, is he up to the job physically, mentally? You have been very reluctant to go there. I'm not reluctant. To me, does everyone agree with me that this guy's cognitively not there? I doubt he knows what day of the week it is today. That's how bad I think it's gotten for him. Why are you reluctant to call that out?
Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this. I actually called Sean and I asked Sean not to joke about it.
I was joking
because he used to joke about it. And I said, honestly, I don't think it looks good for you or for anybody for you to joke about it because it's a serious problem.
I was talking about sippy cup and warm milky at night and bedtime stories. Yeah.
So I said, I just don't think it's good for anybody. And, you know, it's not appropriate. You can speak about it if you want, but I don't think you should joke about it. And you really didn't after that.
Well, now I realize how serious it is. I mean, especially, and we'll get into foreign policy and, you know, with China.
I just find that so surprising.
It's really interesting. Like that's what struck a nerve with him.
Isn't that wild?
Well, I mean, perhaps it's because he is around the same age. And that
maybe
and that's the only thing I can think of, because I mean, seriously, like to your point, the inappropriateness, what's inappropriate, not inappropriate. It's just really weird to me. It's like, I don't know. There may be some weird protectiveness there of somebody who's around his age. That's the only thing.
I don't know, man. Because that's the one guy that he should be directing all of his ire at.
Yeah, I totally agree. And he's not all there. He is not all there. He is suffering, obviously. I mean, we have seen it time and time and time again. And the thing is that Trump is fine. Mentally, Trump is great. Yeah. Trump is probably better than a lot of 50-year-olds mentally. And he's fine. Physically, he's fine. I mean, it's like some people are fine when they get older. Do I think that they should hold office until they're 90? Probably not. I mean, I think there still should be term limits on these yahoos. But when it comes to like toe-to-toe, Trump versus Biden, Trump is exponentially more mentally fit than Biden is. And he should use that, which is so surprising that he doesn't. Because my God, he's out there calling Kayleigh McEnany a milquetoast yesterday. It's crazy. I know. I don't understand it either. It's very bizarre, but he's obviously a nerve was struck there. It's really interesting to me.
Yeah. I thought it really struck me too. The last clip, Hannity asks him about all the people, me included, I would be in this camp, all the people that say, man, Trump policies are fantastic. Can't he just tone down, you know, the stuff, the meanness, the nastiness, the just attacks out of nowhere on good, good people. And so he addressed that. Now, did he answer it in any coherent way? I don't think so. I think he's just making a lot of excuses, but you can hear what he said and make your own decision.
They make to me is if he would just tone it down a hair, stop a little of the name calling. Hang on.
God,
I said
so
it's
mad.
Their question. Leave me alone. All right. That it might help you with swing voters and that are needed for you to get over the finish line. It's already hard enough electoral vote wise for a Republican to win. What do you say to them?
Okay, you ready? And I say this to everybody. I won an election. It was unprecedented. We beat somebody that supposedly had it made. And, you know, they probably did things in that election, too. They were shocked. But I came into office. And from the day I got in, I was under siege by people that have been in Washington for many years, put in there by many different presidents. In most cases, people that were against me, like they spied on my campaign. They did all sorts of things. I was under investigation and under siege, and so were my people. And if I wasn't tough, I wouldn't be here right now. I guarantee you that. If I didn't fight back, I wouldn't be here.
I don't get that. That has nothing to do with attacking Kayleigh.
Right. He's right about that. But you're absolutely right, too. Like when it comes to lashing out against people like Kayleigh and just saying stuff that you're just kind of like, why did you choose that?
I mean, nothing he said was wrong. He was attacked and investigated more than anybody else. Why then would he use those same tactics against people that used to be huge supporters of his. Why would he be so mean?
Yeah.
I will never understand that.
That were loyal and helpful to him during that time where he was being, when he was being attacked.
Yeah. Yeah. And all these people in here, Summer and the rest of you that are like, Mock doesn't miss a chance to shine a bad light on him. I just freaking complimented him 10 minutes ago, you guys. I'm going to say the things about every candidate, good or bad, when it's warranted. This is our show where we share our opinions. So I'm not going to stop doing that, even when it gets you all mad. Okay. That's the point of this show. But I mean, it's not me looking for a bad light. He is the top person running for president right now. He is under more scrutiny and should be than anybody else. We would not be doing our jobs if we were not talking about every aspect of his campaign. So I'm going to continue to do that. Okay. For example, there was a moment in Iowa where a woman stood up and said, people have died. People have been really hurt by the vaccine. And for some reason, Trump refuses to take any ownership of the vaccine and the harm that it's caused. I know most everybody here, every conservative has huge concerns about the vaccine, right? I mean, now we know so much more. And I would like for Trump to own the fact that there were mistakes made, that
or at least talk about it. Like, I mean, I don't expect him to go, it's my fault. I don't expect that Mark. I expect him to at least come out and say, hey, you know what? Let's talk about this. I think, you know, now that we have perspective and we can look back and be introspective about what happened during that time, I think we should look back and say, what did we do right? What did we do wrong? And then let's talk about this actual, let's talk about the vaccine and what it has done. Let's look at the data because we never actually looked at it before. And let's see what it has done, what it hasn't done, and like who it's actually helped, who it had. I mean, there's so much that the public has just, we've not seen, that we've not been privy to. We've all had to go and we've had to try to research it ourselves, which is fine, but that's not how this stuff is supposed to be done. I mean, I worked in pharma. Like that's not, there's so much that was done with these vaccines that was different than previous ones. And it's not okay. So he needs to, I would like it if he would come out and he would say, you know what? I don't expect him to take blame for anything. Expect him to come out and say, let's just have an honest, open conversation about what actually happened. And the people who were involved and some of the people who were tyrannical and, you know, probably shouldn't be in the offices that they are in, and they should be held responsible for some things that were done.
But that's the problem, is that he's not even owning that there is a problem with the vaccine. Today, he continues to promote it and he continues to tout his accomplishment in fast tracking it. So I don't, and that's a problem because even today he continues to say he was right to do all the lockdowns. He was right not to fire Fauci. So to me, that's a red flag only because if he's not willing to recognize that maybe those were mistakes, who's to say he wouldn't do it again? And that's a problem. I mean, I have a problem if he would be like, got to lock it up because some bureaucrat is telling me to. Why wouldn't he just say, I mean, I know he said a lot of bad things about Fauci, but he still sticks by not firing him. And so this is the kind of stuff I don't understand. That's why this clip in particular, after this woman asked the question, which granted is hard to hear, I had to look up and find out what she asked. So she's essentially saying, she's saying people were hurt by this vaccine. How do you respond to those people that the vaccine was terrible for them, that it actually killed people? What would you say to them? And this was the response.
As RNC member, I travel the country.
Yeah.
And we have lost people because you supported the jab.
Yeah.
What do you think you would do here?
Yeah, well, you know, everybody wanted a vaccine at that time. And I was able to do something that nobody else could have done, getting it done very, very rapidly. But I never was for mandates. I thought the mandates were terrible. And you know, there's a big portion of the country that thinks that was a great thing. You understand that. Not a lot of the people in this room, but there is a big portion.
I just don't get it. This is why this clip in particular is going viral, because he just will not own. Yeah, you know what? It sucks now that we're learning so much more about this vaccine that's actually harmed people, but he continues to promote it. Not in that clip, but like elsewhere, he's continuing to be like, yay vaccine. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
why?
I mean, listen, he did make strides in the whole fast tracking process. It's cool that he was able to fast track something, because it's like before it was the only way you could fast track a drug was through compassionate use protocols or whatever, which, I mean, even then it wasn't quick. it's not a fast process, but that is an accomplishment. However, you know, the mandate thing, as long as he didn't push a mandate, I'm fine with that. I personally was one of those people who was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to do it. If you choose to do it, great. I'm not going to do it. It's not something I want to do or I want my family to do. When they started getting into the whole, everybody has to do this, or you can't travel, you can't sit in a restaurant, you can't do this. Right. I'm going to demoralize you because you are the unclean unvaccinated. That's where the country became crazy. And I'd like to hear him talk about those issues. That's when I say we need to have a conversation about this stuff. I'd like to hear more conversation about that. Like, I'd like to hear more context rather than just that short clip of, you know, I wasn't for the mandates. I like the fact that I can, you know, take ownership of the fast tracking, which he can, and that's great. But the mandates he was against. Okay, but there, I need more. I need to hear more.
And then
from
how
him.
Do you? How does he then go on to say that Cuomo did better at handling COVID than DeSantis? Because yeah, this is the latest attack. How does he square that?
He can't. I mean,
so this is what doesn't make sense to me. You don't get to say, well, Cuomo handled it better, and then also criticize DeSantis for initially following Trump's guidance to keep things locked down. Like, he's just all over the place.
And when it comes to COVID, he is. And the thing is he's probably going to get called out more as we, you know, enter
this. That's
going
to be an interesting thing on the debate stage if he decides to show, because that.
Yeah.
But he has an answer for that.
But a lot of people are saying that he's not going to. Because he's so far ahead.
So bad.
And there are a lot of people that are saying that he doesn't need to, you know, like even like the Jesse Waters of the world. I heard him say the other day, he doesn't need to do that. Okay, well, to who? Because to you, maybe he doesn't need to do that. But to people like me, he needs to be there.
Yeah.
He needs to be there. He needs to be part of the process. He needs to answer questions. I mean, just like everybody else, there are questions. And, you know, COVID is one of the big issues that people want to ask questions about. And it's not because I don't think he did anything wrong. I think that was just a crazy time in our history for everybody. I don't think he personally did anything wrong during that time.
No, I don't either.
I just think he did what he knew to do.
Right.
I just think that there's a conversation to be had.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
A big conversation rather than just one with a tiny clip.
Yeah, for sure. And absolutely. On COVID, there are a lot of questions, mm-hmm. And he's going to need to be ready to answer those. Even if he chooses not to debate, I'm sure that this is going to come up. And so I just hope that one of the questions is, how do you defend Cuomo over how New York went
and
versus
all those,
how Florida went? How are you doing that?
Yeah.
Speaking of DeSantis, he had himself a moment yesterday where got a lot of press because there was a reporter, and he's been doing all kinds of town halls and visits in Iowa and elsewhere. So he's been in Iowa this week too, and he was going around and talking to people and getting pictures taken. And a reporter, in the midst of him taking questions and having conversations with people, someone is trying to get a microphone in his face to ask him why he's not taking questions from people. So that was weird. He snapped, man. Here's how it went.
Any questions from voters, Governor, how come you're not taking questions from voters?
No, not coming up to me, talking to me. What are you talking about? I'm not here working with people. Are you blind? Are you blind? Okay, so people are coming up to me, talking to me, whatever they want to talk to me about.
It was so bizarre.
I mean, it's like, that was the dumbest question. Like, you can ask him anything. You're asking, why are you not taking questions? You're asking a question right there, you schmuck.
And so Seriously. Is everybody else. And this was just one event. Like, there was all, so people were like, oh my God, at this particular event, he didn't have a Q&A, but he did meet with people after and take questions, whatever they wanted to ask. So trying to act like he was hiding was a really bad move, to the point where MSNBC, okay, MSNBC had to defend him. Look at this.
And to be fair to Governor DeSantis, he just wrapped up another event here in Rochester, New Hampshire. He did take numerous questions from voters that went up to the rope line, spent several minutes citing autographs.
I mean, like, you know it's bad when they have to defend him.
I know. This is why I could never be in politics. I could never do that crap. I just couldn't. Seriously. Why aren't you taking questions? I'm doing it right now. God. Idiots.
I mean, God, they're just ridiculous.
Yeah,
I swear,
and then people get mad. People are like, oh my God, he's like testy. He snapped. I mean, he's a jerk. He's a jerk for snapping. Really? I mean, okay. And then they'll defend Trump. They'll defend Trump for snapping. Yeah. It's like they all, listen, they all are going to, and what would happen if a woman did that? What would happen if Nikki Haley did that?
Or if Chrissy called hysterical.
Right. Exactly. Or if Kristi Noem, you know, was she had her hat in the race and she did something like that. And she said, I'm taking, and she started, you know, yelling at somebody.
Well, Carrie Lake was actually really good at dealing with those media types.
Yeah. Shutting them down. She was a, God, she was a pro. Mm-hmm. She was in media for so long.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. It's like people get so mad when these folks get testy with these press people. But man, the press people suck.
They're
the worst. They're the literal worst. Yeah.
I'm not even going to set up this next clip for you because it speaks for itself. You guys are going to die laughing when you hear what Hunter Biden's defense is going to be for a potential gun charge. Are you guys ready for this?
Oh, my God.
Hunter Biden be the next poster child for Second Amendment rights. That's a headline, at least from Politico. They're reporting that discussions between Hunter's attorneys and the Justice Department may be leaning towards the Second Amendment if there are charges pressed. According to this Politico report, lawyers told the DOJ if Hunter is charged with an illegal gun purchase while he was high on drugs, they will challenge that. Using the Second Amendment, the Justice Department is investigating Hunter's gun purchase in 2018. At the time, he was known to be using drugs. A federal law does ban drug users, illegal drugs, from being in possession with a gun at the same time. Anyone who is found guilty of that could face 15 years in prison. So we'll see where that goes. Also, reporting that discussions between Hunter's attorneys.
You don't want to spend 15 years in prison, so you might as well become a conservative real quick. Hurry up.
So convenient.
Hurry up, you guys. God. I mean, God, you cannot make this shit up. Can't.
I know. It's so funny.
He's like, look, Dad, the Constitution. I can use this.
I know. Now they care about the Second Amendment.
Wait, I could totally use. Oh, yeah. Second Amendment.
God. Also, somebody amazing dug up an old video of Bo Biden, Joe Biden's eldest son, who unfortunately passed away from cancer, when he was Attorney General of Delaware, talking about, of all things, elder abuse.
It's the greatest.
And they fused the video with some recent clips of his dad to make this magic.
So we'll see where that goes. Also,
hi, my name is Bo Biden, Attorney General of the State of Delaware. Here to talk to you about something that's very important to me and to my office, senior abuse. For every one of these types of crimes that's reported to our office, 5 go unreported. But 2 million senior Americans are affected every year. And 80% of these crimes are committed by family members against their so-called loved ones. We need your help. Seniors need your help. So if you suspect that anyone is affected by any of these crimes, please contact our elder abuse hotline.
The only thing that would have made that better is instead of Kamala, they had Jill's face.
Right. Especially because he said family.
Yeah, family. I mean, because Jill is single-handedly responsible for this.
My
daughter-in-law sent me the video. She's like, oh my God, did you see him fall? You know? And I'm like, it's so elder. Like nobody in his family loves him. Nobody. And they're, you know what it is? They're all just living rent free on the taxpayer dole. That's what it is. They're all just living high on the hog. That whole drugged out loser family. They're all seriously. Name one person in that family that is a winner. Name one of them. Yeah. I'll wait over here.
Well, and you know, there's the new website now that has all of the photos from Biden's laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop. I posted a link to it on our website at chicksontheright.com. Yesterday, there's like a whole thing. I mean, if you want, I feel like I've seen way more of Hunter Biden than I ever need to see. So I will not be partaking in any further photography. Yeah,
you've shown me all the pictures. Like, I know. She's always like, I have to see his wee wee. Here, look. Look at his wee. I don't want to see his wee wee. I don't.
Well, if
I don't
had to see it, then you had to see it, but I'm not going to see it anymore. Is my
point. I don't
point.
Want to. You guys can go look at that if you want to go see his wee wee. Go look at it.
It's available.
Yeah.
I did not know about this long ago story that when Justin Trudeau was a teacher, that there was allegedly some sort of an inappropriate relationship with some sort of student that was some kind of underage.
He was at a private school. It was at some hoity-toity private school that he taught at. That's what he did for a living.
Yeah. And allegedly that relationship resulted in him leaving his position and that girl having an NDA. Mm-hmm. So it's all alleged. Okay. I just cannot be more clear about that.
Whatever. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it got brought up the other day by Pierre Poilievre, who I love him.
The
conservative leader in the Canadian Parliament. And mm-hmm. and you know how Canadian Parliament is like so much fun because they have a chance to actually just shoot a bow and arrow right at their leader in this open forum on the floor of their parliament, and they just mm-hmm. trade jabs, and it's amazing. It would be like so spectacular if that happened on the floor of Congress with Joe Biden. It's never going to happen.
So great.
But it's a different way of governing. And so Justin Trudeau went to have his say about a thing, and then there was the response from Pierre, and it was
beautiful.
Fantastic. Watch.
Mr. Speaker, I was a high school teacher before getting into politics, and I'm having a little trouble remembering what exactly the job that the Leader of the Opposition had before getting into politics.
Yes, and he left right in the middle of the semester, and I'm having trouble remembering why.
Oh!
Now, Mr. Speaker. Certainly was not a math teacher. His own finance minister says the deficits pour fuel on the inflationary fire right before she introduced $60 billion more deficit spending measures.
Anyway, the rest of it wasn't important.
I know it wasn't, but it's so great. And like the tweets about that, they're like, oh, damn, he went there. They're all like, sick burn. People on Twitter were going crazy about that yesterday. And I was like, oh, it's so awesome. I love it.
It was fantastic.
And then people right now are Googling, like, why did Trudeau leave his teaching job? Yeah. Why did he leave mid-semester? And if you Google it, you're going to find a whole bunch of information about that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're going to see some things.
You are going to see some things.
Free love here. I love him.
I do too.
Speaking of Canada, I got a guy on the street video that I want to show you that speaks for itself, but Canada has fallen. Watch.
Hey, Casey here. Live on Wellington Street, that's Parliament Hill behind me, and directly in front of me is the Prime Minister's office and the Privy Council. And guess what is flying here? Take two guesses. Here, I'll flip it around, show you the sign. Here we go. Office of the Prime Minister and Privy Council. No Canadian flags at the door of the Prime Minister's office, at the front door on Wellington Street. We have two pride flags flying and no Canadian flags. So the Canadian flags have been removed. We don't need Canadian flags anymore. Prime Minister's office. Yeah, sure, give the finger. We have an inclusive flag. It's the Canadian flag. Flip off strangers if you want. Prime Minister's office. Canadian flags are missing.
Oh God.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Coming to an America near you, y'all. It's coming.
I mean, it's bad enough when they fly it like alongside an American flag or a Canadian flag. That's bad enough. But then to replace The country's flag from the prime minister's office?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But listen, they're so oppressed. I mean, they're it's literally genocide. There's no problem.
God.
Yeah.
Well, this, what's his name? Something Long, Ryan Long, who's a comedian, did a fantastic, this is very much a hide your kids, hide your wives video, you guys. Hide them now. Hide your kids, hide your wives. Because there's all kinds of inappropriateness that you're about to see in this little sketch by Ryan Long about what Pride Month is going to look like for companies.
Of Lockheed Martin, and even though I'm a married man, to pledge my allegiance to Pride Month, I will personally be sucking off one man a day to completion to show my solidarity. That's right, I'm putting my mouth where my money is. As long as Lockheed Martin can continue to receive 10% of all funds paid to the Pentagon, I vow to receive 100% of a dick in my mouth for the next 30 days. As this company's head, I pledge to give head. This month isn't about drone strikes, it's about blowing Mike, Dave, and Tom, and 27 others. And this time, the explosions going to be happening on American soil. We provided weapons to every war imaginable, and now I will be providing my mouth to one man's penis for the next 30 days. 30 days, 30 gays. And while we won't be making any changes to our war lobbying efforts, I will be making changes to the amount of space in the back of my throat and allegiance to the Mo community. You let us rinse the taxpayers, and now it's time for me to rinse you. Talk is cheap, but me sucking off 30 dudes is worth billions in contracts. If you're watching this message in Saudi Arabia, I promise you that I'm totally being ironic.
So inappropriate.
That is the greatest thing I will see all day. Oh my gosh. Fantastic.
I know. It's so great.
Seriously. Because that's they should play that at every company that is for the stuff, because it, listen, it seems inappropriate, but that's how appropriate the pride flags are in companies.
Right.
That's what they're talking about. They're talking about sex, baby. That's what it's about.
That's so what it's about.
And so when we put it in schools and we put it in companies, you're talking about having sex with somebody of the same sex. Let's just talk about what it is. Why are we doing that? Why are we celebrating? Why are you having like a whole big sense of pride about? Nobody gives a shit. Like before my husband retired, he said like his company that he worked at for like 20 years. He said, I get like more of this crap where I have to go to these things and talk about like LGBT stuff all the time. He's like, it just gets so ridiculous that like they send this stuff all the time. Nobody cares. Like why? We should be doing work instead of talking about people having sex with people of the same sex. Why are we doing this? What does that have to do?
No.
What does that have to do with what we're doing at this company? And it's just insane how people have just latched on to this narrative and they think that that's normal. And then now they're putting it in schools and they think that's normal. No,
I know.
It's not normal. All right, you guys bring it in. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. And we will talk to you on Monday, new
at
time.
7:30.
6:30 Central. Bye guys.
Bye.